Tonight, the ABC television network will air the movie Saving Private Ryan to mark Veterans Day, but more than 20 ABC affiliates say they will not show the film, citing concerns about possible reprisals from the Federal Communications Commission. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
After Saving Private Ryan was released, it won 5 Academy Awards. That was due in part to its stomach-churning picture of war as messy, bloody, and profane. Because of ABC's contractual agreement with the filmmakers, none of those curse words can be bleeped or edited from its telecast. And that's appropriate, says Duke University professor Jay Hamilton. He's the author of a book on violence and the media.
I think that you would detract from the experience if you substituted other words or if you had gaps in the dialogue. It is sometimes hard to convey reality without using the language and the images that you would see if you were there.
But it's that language that concerns the American Family Association, says spokesman Randy Sharp.
We don't oppose the context of the movie and what it can teach us about war. We do oppose the excessive amount of the F word and the S word and taking God's name in vain over and over and over again on the public airwaves during primetime viewing hours.
The AFA has mobilized its members against previous broadcasts of Saving Private Ryan. By now, the organization has its process down to a science.
Our process allows you to read the letter that you will send already prepared. You simply type in your name, your email address, click send, and your letter is automatically forwarded to the FCC Enforcement Bureau.
The AFA says it has at least 4,000 members poised by their computers, ready to fire off complaints. And that forced stations to make a choice.
It was almost a no-win decision.
Barry Faber is vice president and general counsel for Sinclair Broadcasting, which owns 8 ABC affiliates. Sinclair was in the spotlight last month for its plans to air a documentary critical of John Kerry. Faber says Sinclair wasn't happy to find itself on the spot again.
Our concern was that people, if we aired it, people would complain that we were putting indecent programming on and complain to the FCC about us, and that if we didn't air it, that somehow people would say we were unpatriotic and didn't want to honor the memory of veterans on Veterans Day.
Broadcasters are operating in what Faber calls a dangerous new world. Following FCC reaction to the Janet Jackson Super Bowl episode and its ruling over U2 singer Bono's use of the F word during an award ceremony, stations are unclear about what they can broadcast. ABC spokeswoman Julie Hoover says the network told stations it would cover any indecency fines incurred over Saving Private Ryan.
ABC has agreed to indemnify the stations.
And do you think that any of them are actually at risk of losing their licenses, as some claim?
If we felt they were at risk, we would not be broadcasting this movie.
Barry Faber of Sinclair Broadcasting says he was told that ABC and several other stations went to the FCC for guidance and got no help.
It was also publicly reported by a spokesperson for the FCC that they weren't providing the guidance. However, that being said, I decided to at least give it our own shot and attempted to reach somebody today. But unfortunately, because it's Veterans Day, the FCC is apparently closed.
And that's apparently why the FCC did not return NPR's calls either. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.